All right, a couple of segments ago, we did that look at the new article in Sports Illustrated about Tiger Woods. It is quite the lengthy piece. Got some really interesting tidbits, the benchmark moments in Tiger's career, the good moments, the bad moments. Talks about a lot of what Tiger's doing these days, which quite frankly isn't much other than playing video games. Well, we're headed to Augusta next week. In fact, 1 week from today, we go to Augusta. We hope to run into Tiger there. Certainly, he'll be there for the Champions Dinner. He's not going to be playing, but we thought we would give him a call this morning on the program just to let him know that we're going to be in town and to see what he thought of that article.
Hello?
Tiger Woods, please.
Oh. Hi, Muses.
Hey, Tiger. How's it going?
How are you guys? It's going all right.
Yeah.
Well, we hope it's going all right because we're worried about you because, you know, we went through that big article in Sports Illustrated. It talks about how you have no idea when you're going to play again and how you're lonely in that big house all by yourself. Are you okay?
Oh, that article, that pack of lies.
Pack of lies?
Yes, it's a pack of lies. I was just sitting around my house yesterday doing nothing, hanging out all by myself, and I happened to run across that article.
Well, yeah.
And I put down the video game controller and I read it and I just thought it was BS.
Well, it sounds pretty spot on from what you're telling us about your day.
Well, it's not that I sit around alone. I just sit around without anyone else.
Okay.
And you would be playing video games, too, if you had an Atari 2600.
Whoa.
Like I do.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool.
Hello?
Well, that's not really state of the art, an Atari.
I play Frogger and Pitfall and Space Invaders and Defender. All the current games.
Yeah, I can see why that would take all day if you got
it's
all those
fun.
Games.
I love just sitting in my castle playing video games. So much fun.
What about playing golf?
What? I don't think they have one on Atari 2600. I'll have to check.
No, I mean real life, like getting back to your profession.
Oh, I think that maybe that time has passed, Junior.
Wow.
Oh, it's really? All over?
Yeah, I don't have much interest in golf anymore. It's too hard.
Well, it didn't used to be hard for you. You made it look easy.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'll ever play golf again. I want to be a Navy SEAL.
Well, I think you're a little old for that at 40.
How do you be a Navy SEAL? Do you have to sign up somewhere, or is it an online form? Like I could get my nanny to go online and fill out the form for me?
No.
It's a little more intricate than that.
Well, I want to be a Navy SEAL, and I've already bought the SEAL costume and everything. I got the fins and the fake blowhole that goes on your neck.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to do it.
Oh. Well, what about a Navy Dolphin? I have that costume, too.
No.
No, I think my golfing career really ended with that night.
Which one?
Well, the night with Elon, that will always be shrouded in mystery.
Yeah, the night you hit the fire hydrant.
Well, Craig, I don't want to get into all of what the details were, what the details weren't, or what the details were again.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say how many painkillers were lodged in my gullet when I sailed my Escalade into 5 fire hydrants while Elon beat me over the head with a Big Bertha. I just don't want to get into those details.
Yeah, okay.
26 hydrocodone, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Whole air passage blocked. But ever since then, I've just never been the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My image was fractured, mm-hmm. but it was great because the truth really set me free. Unfortunately, set me free from Elon and a good golf game. So
things are different.
The truth came out that night, and things are different now.
Yeah.
Of course, there's one gentleman who isn't with me anymore to help me find my way back to a good golf game.
Who would that be, Tiger?
And of course, I'm speaking of...
Oh, my gosh.
Here
it comes.
the building-sized hippopotamus of a black man whose ball sack was so large with backed-up baby sewage that he had to predator up and chase down a Chinese sex worker in a Vietnamese rice paddy and tackling her and hold her face down in the swamp long enough to execute his brand of animal romance on her while he listening to the air bubbles pop to release her scream so that 9 months later she would squat off the side of the Empire State Building and fire a 14-time major-winning fetus into an awaiting stroller Earl position below. He says hi.
You're still having contact with him.
You were born off the side of the Empire State Building. I never knew that fact about you.
Yeah, she was holding a strap, hanging her ass off the edge of the Empire State Building, and put me out of her butt.
Jeez.
Happy birthday, even though that's a few months back.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Maybe I'll see you guys at Augusta.
Yeah, we're going to be there next week.
Okay, well, then maybe I'll show up if you guys are going.
Yeah, okay. Would you like to walk the course with us and watch some of the action?
Craig, I would love to. I thought you'd never ask.
We won't draw any attention, I'm sure, so that'd be fun.
As long as you don't make me go into that butler's cabin, spare cabin. It's so boring in there. It's just a bunch of butlers hanging out.
I don't think that's what they do in there.
Yeah, I would love to walk the course with you. Who knows? Maybe I'll bring my clubs.
Okay.
I have some clubs. I have my own clubs.
You've got your own golf clubs. Wow.
Uh-huh. And I can bring them, and maybe we'll play a few rounds.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll look for you next week.
Okay, and I'll bring the ghost of Earl with me.
Okay.
You remember Earl?
Yep. Yeah, remember him. We got to go.
I took a pot of him as a black man. That guy?
Yeah, I remember. Same dude.
He says hi.
Okay, we'll see ya. That's Fake Tiger.